Welcome entrepreneurs to a crucial pit stop on your business journey, Legal Eagles, protecting your business nests. I'm Sharon, here to guide you through the legalities that ensure your business flies high and safe. As the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that's especially true when it comes to legal matters. Let's equip you with the knowledge to navigate the complexities of business law globally. In this module, we'll soar over the landscape of legal essentials that safeguard your business, tailored for a global audience. We'll start off with Legal Basics 101, understanding the various business structures and their international implications. Contracts Clarity, the art of crafting clear, fair, and enforceable agreements. Intellectual Property, protecting your ideas on an international stage. International Compliance, adapting to legal environments across borders. And finally, we'll wrap up with dispute resolution, resolving conflicts effectively without resorting to court battles. Let's start off with Legal Basics 101. Welcome to a foundational aspect of your entrepreneurial journey, choosing the right legal structure for your business. This decision is crucial as it affects everything from your liability and taxes to your ability to raise capital and manage your company. Let's navigate the common types of business structures available, emphasizing the importance of tailoring your choice to your specific needs and the legal environment of the country where you operate. Sole proprietorships. The simplest form of business entity, these are easy to form and offer complete managerial control to the owner. However, they also expose you to unlimited personal liability, meaning personal assets can be used to settle business debts. Then there's partnerships. These allow two or more people to share ownership of a business, which means sharing the profits, the liabilities, and management responsibilities. Partnerships can be a great way to pool resources and expertise, but they require clear agreements to outline the roles and responsibilities of each partner to prevent conflicts. Then there's limited liability companies, or LLCs in the equivalent. An LLC provides owners with liability protection while allowing the flexibility of being taxed as either a sole proprietorship, partnership, or corporation. The specifics can vary widely by country, and in some places, similar structures go by different names, such as private limited companies in parts of Europe and Asia. And then there's corporations, typically designed for larger businesses that require the ability to raise investment capital through the sale of stock. Corporations offer strong protection against personal liability, but they're subject to more stringent regulatory requirements and tax obligations. Given the international nature of our audience, it's vital to understand that business structures and the legal protections they offer can vary significantly between jurisdictions. What works in one country may not work in another due to differences in legal environments, tax laws, and business regulations. Because of these variations, it's essential to consult with local legal professionals who can provide advice tailored to your specific situation. These experts will help you navigate the local legal landscape to find the most suitable business structure that balances legal protections with operational flexibility. They can also assist in setting up your business entity correctly from the start, ensuring compliance with local laws and regulations, which is crucial for avoiding future legal complications. Choosing the right business structure is more than a bureaucratic step. It's a strategic decision that impacts your business's long-term growth, risk management, and success. Engage with legal advisors to ensure your foundation is as robust as your business aspirations. Let's move on now to look at Contracts Clarity. Contracts serve as the backbone of safe and secure business operations. They not only define the mutual expectations and responsibilities of all parties involved, but they also serve as a safeguard in the event of disagreements or breaches. Here's a closer look at how to draft effective contracts that work across different jurisdictions. First, you want to make sure there's clarity on deliverables, timelines, and payment terms. Specify what goods or services are being provided, describing them in detail to avoid any ambiguity. Include clear deadlines for deliverables and any milestones that require specific actions by either party. Outline the payment schedule, amounts, and conditions, including what happens in case of late payments or failure to pay. Then there's equitable treatment of all parties. You want to ensure that the contract terms are fair and balanced, offering protection and benefits to all parties involved. This includes mutual rights to terminate the agreement, confidentiality clauses, and warranties that protect both the provider and the recipient of services or goods. Consideration should be given to the bargaining power of each party to avoid unfair advantage or exploitation, ensuring that the contract does not impose unreasonable demands or penalties on any party. The final thing you want to make sure of is that there's enforceability and remedies for breaches included. Make sure that the contract is legally binding and enforceable in the jurisdictions of all involved parties. This may involve conforming to international commercial laws or specific local legal requirements. Clearly define the consequences of breaching the contract, including specific remedies such as damages, penalty clauses, or the right to terminate the agreement. Also outline the process for dispute resolution, specifying whether disputes will be handled through arbitration, mediation, or court proceedings. Given that contract laws can vary significantly across different countries, it's essential to consult with legal experts familiar with the local and international legal landscapes. This ensures that your contracts are not only fair and clear, but also comply with all relevant legal standards and cultural expectations, thereby reducing the risk of legal disputes and fostering a trusting business relationship. Let's move on now to look at intellectual property or IP. Intellectual property encompasses the critical and unique creations of the mind that can provide a competitive edge and significant value to your business. Here are the core aspects of IP to consider for robust protection globally. First up is understanding different types of IP. There's trademarks. Protect your brand identity, logos, brand names, and slogans that distinguish your goods or services in the market. There's patents. Secure your inventions by obtaining exclusive rights to prevent others from making, using, or selling the invention without your permission for a certain period. And finally, there's copyrights. Protect original works of authorship, including books, music, artwork, and software, providing the creator exclusive rights to reproduce, distribute, and display the work. Second up is global registration. Protecting your IP in one country does not guarantee protection globally. Each country has its own IP laws, so you must register your IP in every country where you conduct business or intend to expand. This prevents local and international competitors from infringing on your rights. Next up is strategic IP management. Develop a comprehensive IP strategy that includes not only registration, but also monitoring and enforcement. Keep an eye on how your IP is being used and be prepared to enforce your rights through legal channels if necessary. Finally, of course, seek professional advice. Due to the complexity of IP laws and variations between countries, consult with IP attorneys or specialists who can navigate the international landscape. They can assist in filing the necessary applications, managing registrations, and advising on compliance with local laws to maximize protection. Effective management and protection of your IP assets are crucial for maintaining the unique value and competitive advantage of your business on a global scale. Let's move on now to look at international compliance. When expanding your business operations across borders, compliance becomes significantly more complex. Navigating this complexity is crucial to safeguard your business and ensure smooth operations. Here's a detailed look at the areas you need to focus on. First of all, there's international trade laws. Ensure you understand and adhere to the export laws of your home country and the import regulations of the destination countries. This includes tariffs, trade barriers, and customs duties. Be aware of any trade sanctions or embargoes that might affect trading with certain countries or entities. Violating these can result in severe penalties. And finally, certain products might require special licenses to be sold internationally, such as technology or medical products. Failure to obtain the necessary licenses can lead to fines and restrictions on your operations. Let's take a look now at global privacy policies. Different countries have varied data protection laws, like the GDPR in Europe, which imposes strict rules on data handling and privacy. You must ensure that your data handling practices comply with the regulations in all countries you operate. Understand the legalities around transferring personal data between countries, especially from stricter jurisdictions like the EU to less stringent ones. Non-compliance can lead to heavy fines and operational restrictions. Let's look now at international employment laws. Each country has its own labor laws that you must comply with when hiring local employees. These can include minimum wage requirements, working hours, termination rights, and benefits. Beyond legal compliance, understanding local cultural norms and employment practices is vital for maintaining a harmonious workplace and avoiding miscommunications. And finally, let's look at seeking expert legal guidance. Due to the intricacies of international laws and regulations, it's advisable to engage with legal experts in each country of operation. Local attorneys can provide insights into compliance requirements and help navigate the bureaucratic aspects of international business operations. Maintaining compliance with international laws not only prevents legal issues, but also builds your reputation as a reliable and ethical business partner. Let's take a look now at dispute resolution. Navigating disputes in business is inevitable, especially when operating across different jurisdictions where litigation can be prohibitively expensive and damaging to relationships. Here's a detailed exploration of alternative dispute resolution mechanisms that can help preserve business partnerships and resolve conflicts more efficiently. We'll start off looking at mediation. This is a collaborative approach. Mediation involves a neutral third party who facilitates discussions between the disputing parties to help them reach a voluntary, mutually agreeable resolution. It's less formal and more flexible than court proceedings, allowing parties to communicate openly and confidentially. This process typically requires less time and expense than litigation, making it suitable for resolving disputes quickly and preserving the financial resources of both parties. Because mediation is based on cooperation and often involves compromise, it can help maintain and sometimes even strengthen business relationships, which is crucial for long-term collaborations. Let's take a look now at arbitration. Unlike mediation, arbitration ends with a decision from the arbitrator that is binding on all parties. This method combines elements of a court trial with the flexibility of ADR mechanisms. Parties can choose their arbitrators and agree on many elements of the process, such as the rules of evidence and the timetable. This customization makes arbitration a versatile tool that can be adapted to the specific needs of the dispute. The decision in an arbitration is final and is enforceable in courts in most countries around the world, thanks to international treaties like the New York Convention on the Recognition and Enforcement of Foreign Arbitral Awards. Let's take a look now at choosing the right mechanism. The choice between mediation and arbitration can depend on the nature of the conflict, the relationship between the parties, and the desired outcome. For example, if the parties wish to continue their business relationship, mediation might be more appropriate. Different countries and cultures have varying preferences in legal frameworks for handling dispute resolution. Understanding these nuances is essential when choosing the most effective and appropriate mechanism. Consulting with legal experts who specialize in international commercial law is crucial. They can provide guidance on drafting dispute resolution clauses in contracts and represent your interests in either mediation or arbitration proceedings. Effective dispute resolution requires careful preparation, including gathering all relevant documents and evidence, understanding the legal basis of the dispute, and developing a clear strategy aligned with the chosen resolution mechanism. By integrating these alternative dispute resolution mechanisms into your business practices, you can handle disputes more effectively, reducing the need for costly litigation and helping to maintain stable, ongoing business relationships. Remember that while we've covered the essentials, the specifics can vary greatly depending on where you operate. Please consult with legal professionals in each country to tailor these principles to your local context. Be sure to complete the worksheet provided. It's going to help you think through how these legal considerations apply to your specific business situation. Let's keep your business legally safe as you continue to grow globally.